Oh, yeah, I'm ready. You know, I always knew I had what it take, and, you know, I just got to go out there and show everybody, you know, what I can do.
Isaiah, John DeFilippo told us today that he thinks you can be that 20 carry per game back. What's your take on that, and how excited are you to get that opportunity now?
I'm very excited to be a part of that, and I feel like I got what it takes to be that, you know, 20-plus guy that carries the ball, and, you know, I'm ready to show my teammates and show the coach what I can do because I'm ready to, you know, help my team win some football games.
The other day, I think you tweeted just how far you've come in a year. Can you just kind of reflect on that journey from being undrafted and maybe not even know you're going to make the team to now being the number one guy?
You know, just coming in and, you know, being undrafted, you know, you always got to work harder. And, you know, that's what I did. Came out here, you know, everything don't go your way. So you just got to, you know, keep your head down and keep moving. Just keep working hard. And, you know, I thought this day would come one day, you know, if I just kept working hard.
Is that what it takes to carry the game? Is that what it takes for a running back to really get into the flow of the game?
I feel like it probably don't take 20, but I feel like you need more than, you know, five or so, you know, to get flowing. But, I mean,
so
it might not.
You were rotating last year. It was tough to get into the flow.
Yeah. Rotating is kind of tough to get in, you know, the flow in the game, speed of the game, and, you know, get your rhythm and stuff. But, you know, I made it happen. So, you know, and now I just kept working hard, and now, you know, the job is mine. So I got to just go out there and show my teammates and my coach what I can do.
What ways are you better this year than last?
I feel like, you know, I know the schemes. I know, you know, the speed of the game, and I feel like I'm just more comfortable this year.
What was your reaction when Terrence got traded? And do you feel like that kind of opens the door for you because you don't have to worry about that rotation?
I mean, you know, I was kind of shocked about it when it first happened. I mean, that's up to the coaches. I had to leave it up to the coaches. You know, they made a decision, and you know, they trusted me, and, you know, I just got to go out there and show them what I can do.
How do you handle the, I guess, pressure of now being expected to produce? The running game is going to be such a big part of this offense. Touch on that, the expectation that not only are you going to get 20 carries a game, but you got to produce with those 20 carries.
I don't feel like it's a lot of pressure because I expect for myself to go out there and do, you know, get the job done. So I don't feel like it's a lot of pressure. I know I got what it takes. I had what it takes to get this far, so I feel like I got what it takes to, you know, do whatever they want me to do.
What kind of 1-2 punch do you think you and Duke can be?
I feel like me and Duke can be a real good 1-2 punch. You know, we'll just see when we get out there.
Are you better at catching it out of the backfield than a lot of people think?
People
say that's not your game.
Well, if people say they're not my game, then they don't know what they're talking about. So. I feel like, you know, I got what it takes to catch out of the backfield, and, you know, when that time comes, then I'll prove myself.
How about that first game and the importance of getting off to a good start and getting that first win out of the way quickly?
Say again?
Just, you know, the importance of getting that first win this weekend quickly in week one and getting that out of the way as opposed to starting off.
Okay, I feel like, you know, that's very important. I feel like it can, you know, have our confidence, you know, very high, even though our confidence is high right now. But I feel like, you know, that'll just boost us up and, you know, and it'll follow on to the next week.
What do you like about Duke's game?
I feel like Duke is, you know, real quick, shifty, can catch the ball out of the backfield, also can run inside, you know, inside. So I feel like he got what it takes to be an all-around back. So I feel like, you know, I like his game.
Have you grown as a pass protector? I ask because a lot of coaches say that's one of the toughest things for rookie backs. Now going into your second year,
Well, yeah, I feel like I didn't do that. You know, I did well last year, so I feel like, you know, it's just a matter of just putting everything, you know, together this year. I feel like I've done, you know, very well, and I feel like it's not that hard for me. So I feel like, you know, that's not nothing to worry about.
What jumps out about this Jets front seven when you watch my film?
What do you say?
The Jets defense, their run defense, what sticks out when you watch my film?
I know their ends, you know, get up field, you know, and just a lot of different things. Their linebacker, you know, float to the ball, you know, everybody, you know, it's a good defense, and we got to bring our A game, you know, if we want to win.
Crow, how good do you think this running game can be?
I feel like the running game can be, you know, one of the best in the league. I feel like we got what it takes, and, you know, we'll just go out there and show everybody.
How exciting is it to be part of an offense knowing that they really want to, you know, pound the running game and base the offense on that to a large extent?
It's very exciting to be a part of that because, you know, that's what every running back wants, to get the ball and, you know, be able to show what he can do. So I feel like, you know, I'm very excited about it.
Can you talk about going from, you know, undrafted to some of the things that you went through, you know, last year, and then, you know, kind of Wilbert coming down a little hard on you earlier this preseason to now being the starting running back?
Being undrafted, you know, you just got to work harder, you know, just work hard and just show everybody, you know, prove everybody wrong that you do belong here and that you do got what it takes to be in the NFL. And I know Wilbert, you know, he said a few things, you know, earlier this spring, but I feel like it was just, you know, to push us. It was nothing personal. And, you know, I took it like that and I kept working hard and you know, it is what it is. I was kind of shocked about it. You know, that's my dude. You know, we came in together. We've been cool for so long. And, you know, I was kind of surprised about it. But, I mean, he got to do his thing. You know, we go on separate ways. I wish him the best. And he wished me the best, I hope.
That relationship, man, it's like not for long in the NFL. How you and him came in together?
Yeah. I mean, we real cool. We still talk. You know, I talked to him yesterday. And I know we'll always, you know, be friends. So, I mean, he just, you know, he in a different situation.
Is he happy with what happened or just dealing with
it? I don't know. You know, I don't know whether he's happy or not. It'll be on – he'd have to say if he's happy or not.
Is he – I mean, in some ways, are you kind of proud of yourself or just like putting your head down and working and working and working to go from, you know, I mean, Ben Tate was in here, and Johnson in, Terrence West, and here you are as the man?
Yes, I'm proud of myself. Just – how far I came, you know, just being undrafted and, you know, coming in and just proving myself. So, yes, I'm, you know, excited with, you know, the opportunities I got. And I took, you know, I took advantage of them and, you know, here we are today.
And you were quiet about it the whole time, too. Like, you really haven't said too much.
Yeah.
You've sort of flown under the radar a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't try to talk too much. I just try to get out there and just show what I can do. Because, I mean, talking to is nothing. I feel like none of the running backs got as many carries, and you know, we were just, you know, just trying to see how we just work together, and we wasn't trying to, you know, just pound the ball in the preseason. So I feel like we'll be able to see this later on this season.
What impact has Josh McCown had on this offense? What do you think of him as a quarterback?
I feel like Josh is very smart. He has a very big impact on this offense, and I feel like, you know, he has what it takes to be, you know, a great quarterback in the NFL, and, you know, he is, and, you know, he's been pumping us up, and I feel like, you know, he's going to help us win some games.
Zay, what makes you optimistic about this Browns team?
I feel like it's a lot of talent on the team, and, you know, we just got to go out there and just prove ourselves and just, you know, make everybody believe.
Patton always says, you know, it's a show-me type of business. Is that kind of how you mindset the players that they have also?
Yes. I really hate talking because, you know, it does nothing. So I try to get out there and just show what I can do on the field.
So where'd you learn that from? Did you learn that from somebody?
What?
Talk is cheap, like you don't really.
I just grew up like that. So, like, I never, like, talking does nothing because you can say you can do this and do that all day, but until you do it, no one believes you.
Is that, like, you grew up that way from, like,
just always, like, parents, brothers, just everything. Oh, yeah, I mean, I understood why people, you know, felt that way or said things about that because of, you know, my past. But, you know, you got to be good on the field and off the field just to succeed in the NFL. So, and I know that. So, you know, that's what I'm proving that I can do.